Hello, everyone, and welcome back.
Hi.
Why do I try
You
anymore?
said hello.
Welcome to the Mr. Pygmy and the Man-Hater
Am I not part
podcast.
of everyone? I
No.
guess not, because technically I'm a co-host, so
You're a
we're
co-host. Well, you're supposed to be.
theoretically.
I don't feel like you got that memo.
I'm just here for my pretty face.
That on a podcast.
I always had a fa I have a face for radio. Now I have a face for podcasting.
Okay, friends, I am the man hater, even though I don't
Stop
hate
hating
men.
men.
I don't hate them. Men on the internet say I hate them because they don't take accountability. And you are?
Chesco.
AKA?
Mr. Pick Me. Only I've already been picked.
Aha.
Even though all the men on the internet say the I'm only doing this to get laid.
It's not working very
She
well.
pick you, bro? Does she pick you?
Bro.
My favorite one, it's every time I post a clip of there's one clip specifically we were talking about, just don't approach me and put like men stop approaching me. I don't want to be
Sure.
approached when I'm out with my friends. And I got there's been at least 50 comments on that video that were like, oh yeah, and then she's gonna be like, why don't men approach me anymore? I wish I was like, I don't think she will. I don't think
I don't think
Reagan
she will.
specifically will be wondering or worried and sad.
Oh,
It's
I
you specifically, yeah.
had a men's right activist that like I've talked about him before, and he found my Instagram, and he went on this tangent about how I've gone crazy because no men want me and I want a man so bad, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Tell me you haven't watched any of my videos but have made an entire lore for me. That's a fan. That
It
is
is a
a
fan.
That is an absolute dedicated fan. I mean, you made up a history for me. My God, it's wrong.
It's true.
It's true that it's wrong.
True that it's wrong. You clearly only married a woman because you were just so tired of being rejected by men. You're like, might as well. Guess I'll settle.
Oh God, I keep running away from them, but it's because I want them, actually. Anyways, Jessica, what will we be talking about today?
We be talking about
No way.
that's you said that.
What will we be talking
You
about?
said what we be talking about
No,
today.
I said, what will we be talking about
We'll
today?
find out on the play it back. I'm wrong. I probably am wrong. I heard it as that. I wasn't being I was mocking you because we're friends and we mock each other. Although Reagan cuts out sometimes the parts where she mocks me, so it makes
I
me
have
look bad.
never done that. I have only cut out you
Watch the
being mean.
pre-show. If you go to our Patreon, that's unfiltered. You will see that she is just as mean to me. I just have less of a filter on our public stream.
String.
I mean, I guess it's public.
Jessica.
We're gonna talk about
Thank
dudes
you.
on the internet giving bad relationship advice.
Same thing we do every week.
Every week. It never ends. Theme song. You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out
I got
gladly.
some good advice for you.
No, you don't. Like, no, you don't. I got some good advice for you. No, you don't. Like, no, you don't. Shit. Somebody said to me, they're like, what would you do if like all of a sudden these guys just stopped making no, you wouldn't have a channel. I was like, first off, that would make my life. I would be so happy
I would
if I
celebrate.
couldn't
I
talk
would
about these
live.
things. Yeah. Sadly, there's a lot of other terrible things to talk about on the internet that are still
Yes.
there, that are still worth dissecting. If there was nothing bad, then I would just share funny stories about my family, which is still like 90% of my content right now.
Well, it's like we will stop talking about it when they stop doing it. How about that?
And if it wasn't like such a growing aspect of the internet, it's not like this is like, oh, a niche thing that went away. I mean, how freaking did you hear like Trump tried to they're trying to get Andrew Tate like ex or released from the Romanian authorities. Like they're trying to they're negotiating for his innocence now
Wow.
for
I'm glad
some.
that's our priority right now. I'm
Yeah,
glad
that's a
that's what we're
great
focused
priority.
on.
Eggs are still, $12 a dozen
Six
right now, but
dollars. I went the other day and it was $6 for an egg carton of normal eggs.
We had to order. I like egg whites, and they've been sold out
You
because
fancy son of a gun, you.
I know, I know. And we had to order a carton of like or 12 cartons off the internet because that's the only way to do it. And so I'm gonna be eating a lot of egg whites over the next few months. They last a while, so they're
Yeah.
fine. But let's talk about this guy.
So, if a girl says, "I love you," how do you respond? You either respond with, "I know you do. I love me too. What do you love about me? What's there not to love? I'm pretty fucking awesome." Yeah, they're cocky, they're funny. She might punch you in the arm, right? And call you an asshole. But women aren't logical creatures. You have to engage in them in an emotional way, create some sexual tension. That is a great way of doing it. And let me tell you something, man. Just because a woman says she loves you first doesn't give you the right to say it back. That's weak. There's no value in that. That's why I came up with these responses. I want you guys to remember, tell her you love her on your own terms. Wait a month, 2 months after she has told you that. She ain't going nowhere. Guys, I've done this. I'm not gonna give you advice that doesn't work. That doesn't make sense to me. But now she's gonna keep chasing your validation, and you are seen as a challenge now. In her mind, she's going, "Wow, usually guys fold and they express their feelings and tell me how much they love me because of my beauty, but this guy, I just can't win with him. He's such a challenge."
Show me his face, please.
Sure. This is a guy I've critiqued him before. Oops.
Oh my God, that's the guy that said the Bible spits game and that Adam is actually a beta male from Adam and Eve.
He also, one of his other favorites, the first time I ever critiqued him online was women don't like funny guys. He was like,
That's funny.
it was basically, I tried telling a joke. And she didn't think it was funny at all.
She
So
didn't
I noticed
laugh.
that she didn't even have a sense of humor. I'm the funniest person.
Oh my God. Okay. Where to begin with this? Number one, I hate the whole women aren't logical thing because this whole process is completely illogical.
Let's unpack that first, though. The
Okay.
women are emotional creatures who do not deal with logic. And so or so you have to try to trigger them emotionally to get what you want. That's his theory behind this advice.
Would not the most emotional thing to be either to agree that you love them also or to reject them?
Apparently not. Apparently that is you want to make them feel bad. That's the only way to get them to stay.
Just like the whole idea that you need to be like, "I know I am," or "I know I, why wouldn't you? I'm
Why
great," which
wouldn't
is.
you? I'm great. Oh, you asshole. That's what he says she'll do. She'll punch him and say, "You asshole." That's a good start. When someone bares her soul and says, because that's at least in my experience,
Yeah.
I've only said it twice to somebody I was with.
Wow, look at
Yeah,
you.
because it's a big deal to me, right?
I
And
get
so,
it.
even though I used to fall in love very quickly.
I thought it in my brain
I did.
space.
I had to follow the rules, though. You can't. No, in my mind, it was back then. I was like, there's no possible way this person could love me back. I have
Right.
to. Wait, can I share real quick the embarrassing way I told my wife I love you? I
I think I know, but go
think
for
I've
it.
shared it. So we were, I knew. I was like, I want to say it. I couldn't do it. I was like, we were dating for about 2 months, I think, at this point. And I was like, I'm like head over heels. I'm in love. And I got to say it, but I was like, I don't want to say it. And then finally, I was like, I gotta tell her. So we're on the phone, and I said it so awkwardly. I was like, anyway, we're ending the phone call. I was like, I love you. And she said her exact response was on the phone.
For real?
Really real on the phone.
Oh, on the phone?
And she said, and she said
Yeah.
it. She did say it back. She didn't say, I
Why
know.
wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? I'm quite the catch.
They got that from Han Solo. Like, you know they
Yeah,
did.
they
I love you. I
absolutely.
know.
It worked for Han. It's got to work for every other man.
It worked in a galaxy far, far away. Why not here?
And I think it's the, I think the underlying thing he doesn't say is that he believes that the only reason a woman would tell him that she loves him is to manipulate him, right? Is to,
yeah,
to get this, to get the power in her hand for some reason.
Well, it's just like, just the whole logical argument, which is more logical, to either say yes I agree or no I don't, that's kind of the logical answer. But rather than I'm going to come up with five different ways to manipulate you right now, that is meant to be more logical than simply responding. Like I just don't understand the need for manipulation. Like, and then saying, well, it doesn't give you permission to say it back, that's weak. I thought like women were getting yelled at because they weren't holding space, quote unquote, for men's emotions. And yet here you have a man saying, don't tell a woman you love her. You don't have permission. That's weak.
Because it's all this that strategy, and it's not about finding someone you actually like. It's not about being with somebody forever. It's how can I continue to have the power in this? It's a battle. And then they get surprised when they get cheated on, or when they get broken up with, or when any number of things that they keep saying, this happens to every guy, when 90% of the people I know that are normal and not pulling this bullshit in relationships don't have all these stories that every one of these dating coaches has of getting all these horrific things that women continue to do to them, and they can't see any possible connection to the fact that they do shit like this.
I mean, can you imagine what a man would say if a woman did that to him? If he was like, I love you, and she's like, I know.
I know.
Who doesn't? I'm great. They'd be like, oh, she demon.
Leave her, bro. Leave her. Now.
Cocky much? Arrogant?
God.
God. I don't think you become more connected with a woman by constantly becoming or pretending to be detached. And I think that's the point, is they're not trying to actually be in healthy relationships with women, because everything that they say or do is actually the antithesis of that. Like, what they want is to have the upper hand. What they want is a power dynamic in which the girl is always chasing. I mean, they say that whole, there's a chaser and a chasee, you know, like, the idea is that you never really have a bond because the woman never actually feels comfortable. Like, you cannot have a stable, healthy relationship if a woman is made to feel consistently insecure about whether or not you even like her in the first place. It's like, tell me you don't have anything going for you without telling me. Because if you had anything going for you, if you had a good personality or a sense of humor, as we said, or anything to keep a woman without blatant manipulation, you wouldn't be using these tactics. But these men have to, because at the end of the day, all they have is making a woman feel like shit and hoping that that trauma bond keeps her around.
And it's consistently too, like you said, it's, they're not trying to give actual advice for healthy relationships. The problem is too, like, when I was young and inexperienced, I'd hear shit like this and be like, oh, this is an older, my elder guy that
my
must-
elder.
That must know what he's talking about, because I'm not old enough to understand that this fucker's not somebody that should be giving out relationship advice to anybody, right?
Right.
But all I'm hearing is, oh, but there must be some grain, because people are listening. Even if I didn't think he was the one I should be listening to, I'd see, oh, there's a bunch of comments on this video. There's a bunch of likes on this video. There's a bunch of people that follow this person. There must be some basis to that. And then when someone does say I love you, I'd be like, oh no, I do feel like I love her back,
but I can't say it.
But I can't say it, because there are rules where you have to wait, and he even said to wait months after this, to that point, because you want to continue like baiting them on to try to get them, because he knows that once, in his mind, that once he gives away his love, then she's going to leave, because there's nothing else left to seek after. So you have to create a new game then of new things where you can keep on baiting them along to think that there's a reason to stay in this relationship. It's like that guy that gave the advice is don't like share anything about your personal life or about your history, about anything about yourself with the person you're dating.
Yeah. Well, it's like the way to be in a relationship is to not be in a relationship. Like, what are you talking about? I just, honestly, I'm at the point where I think it's like two things. I think it's one, these men like don't know how to keep women other than to abuse them and manipulate them. Honestly, I really do think that. I think they don't know how to be good partners. I think they don't know how to support their partner and be someone that is enticing and giving the quality of a partner where someone wants to stay because of who they are as a person, right? So they do this manipulation. And secondly, I feel like these men hate women. I've said it a million times. I think they hate them, and so they don't want to be with them in a way that is actually beneficial to the women. Like, I want to be in a relationship with you, but I want to make sure you are suffering the most, that I am gaining and you are losing, and I constantly have the upper hand. That is the only way I want to be in a relationship with you. Like, I want sex from you and I want labor from you, but I actually don't want you to be happy. Because if you look at it, this is the setup for that. Like, putting someone in the position of constantly questioning whether or not you like them and manipulating them in this type of way where they don't know where they stand and they don't know if you're going to leave. Like, that is the most painful, harmful way you can interact with a partner without being in a relationship with them. And that's what they choose to do. They choose the most hurtful, most toxic way of interacting with women while still being able to have sex with them. And I think that speaks to how much they hate women.
And to be perfectly honest, I don't even think it's about the sex, it's about the conquest, right? It's not even about the like, because honestly, I don't even think a lot of these guys want to, like, they don't, like, literally don't like women. And not like, I don't, like, whether that, whatever it is, I don't want to necessarily assume someone's sexuality. But to the point where they get so lost in the fog of this misogynistic, patriarchal power dynamic that is so prevalent, and they find this community of other men that are struggling with similar things, but then instead of dealing with those things or struggling with in a healthy way, they find these things online and they find this solace in like getting angry and just sitting in that anger, which is a secondary emotion, right? And instead of trying to find ways that they could actually be happy, they're like, no, how do we punish the people that made us sad? Right. How do we make them feel bad? How do I show them? Because if I can't be rejected if I'm in power, right? If they say no to me and I figure out a way to make it look like they should have said no because I didn't want them anyways, and I can still be in power, then I can't be hurt. And that's really what they're like, I don't want to be hurt anymore, so I'm instead going to be this horrific person and continue to damage other people and myself in this pursuit of something that's only ever going to end in yet another tragic ending to that relationship.
That's the crazy thing, right? Is this is being implemented once a woman loves you. Like, whatever these men say they want, they've gotten to the point where a woman is actively saying, I love you, which is what they say, you know, they want. They say they can't get there because women suck, but that is what they want at some point, is the love of a good woman. You know, they always want to say good woman. And yet, even when faced with that, they're still like, but you still got to abuse her a little bit, but you need to mentally abuse her still. You can't trust her. It's like, this seems like a you problem at this point, because no matter what a woman is doing, you want to treat her like shit. Even when she's saying she loves you, your approach is to make her feel worse. So,
And you bring up the point of like, this is probably not the first date. This is
right.
someone you've probably been dating for a while, and even like in general, probably months at this point, right? Before you're willing to actually disclose this, and she's willing to say it. Maybe it's even in like a nice like intimate relate like point where you're together, and she says, "I love you," thinking it's going to be a big moment, and you're just like, "Fuck you," basically.
I mean, literally, it's like, fuck you.
And how would you ever, as the woman in that relationship, why would you ever disclose this sensitive information about yourself ever again, or how you're feeling? Right, then all of a sudden it's both, it can trigger both of you to be like, oh shit, okay, this is how we're playing this, okay.
I'm sorry, I'm stuck on the logic thing, which, because I'm so illogical. No, but it is this idea that these men set up a situation in which women cannot use logic any longer, like, and then say they're not logical. So you have a woman who, it is very logical in a partnership to express your feelings, and then The point of expressing feelings is obviously to get them out in the open, but it's also to understand if the feeling is mutual, I would assume. Most people, when they say it, they expect yes or no back, right? So based on that, you can then make a choice. So a woman can say, I love you, and say a man says, I love you. Okay, well, then we're on the same page. Or you say, I love you, and they say, well, I don't feel the same way. Then you can make a logical decision with information. But instead, they purposely give you misleading information. They purposely give you, like, nothing. They purposely take you in a different direction and sidetrack you and confuse you rather than be direct and logical. It is logical to respond in the way that you know is meant to be responded. But instead, they start to confuse a woman. They start to manipulate a woman. They start to play with her emotions. And that, in effect, does not allow her to be logical. If you're trauma bonded to someone because they keep manipulating you and misleading you and making you anxious and making you feel like they're just about to leave or being unclear with you, that creates anxiety, that creates frustration, and eventually it can lead to a trauma bond with someone where you are linked to them in an unhealthy way. And when you are trauma bonded or even just in a highly anxious state, it is almost impossible to act completely logically. So they purposefully, like, fuck with women mentally until they aren't in a place where they can make logical decisions, because they want them to live in that space of high emotion and high anxiety. And then they constantly claim, oh, well, you know, women,
they're not
logical. It's like, all you do is fuck with them mentally. And then you want to be mad at them if they're not making logical choices, which I don't think that is at all true. I think men are just as emotional as women. Oh, they absolutely. Just don't count anger as an emotion. And so, and also there was a woman who, I believe she was on the spectrum, but so she was really like cut and dry about this issue, but she was talking about how she's, you know, fixated on logic as a whole. And she's done, I think she did like a thesis in logic or got her master's, but she was talking about the fact that actually emotion is a huge part of logic. You take into account the way you feel emotionally when you make a decision. It's not two separate things. They actually, if you're doing it correctly, should work together and should inform each other. Just as if, you know, if you go around someone and you start to feel a certain emotion or a certain way, and when prior to that you felt that way because people were abusive or lying to you or stealing from you, then it is logical to then assume, based on said emotion, this could be happening, right? It informs logic. It doesn't, they're not opposites. And yet men just say that shit like it's the proven science. There is nothing, there is no proven science anywhere that says men are logical and women are emotional. I guess other genders aren't even included, but
the his premise is illogical.
Yes.
Right? Like the whole thing, like, logically, if you saying I love you back causes the entire relationship to unravel, then 2 months from now, when you say I love you, that's still going to happen, right? What is, and then you have to either implement some new sort of a, why would you, and
I, phase this is, this two.
This is the logical, the illogical part for me, as someone that has a very logical brain. It's like, why do you want to be in a relationship with someone you have to trap, that you have to like trick into liking you? How?
Because you hate them.
I guess there's no fulfillment there.
I used to think, honestly, and I've talked about this a lot, but I used to think prior to consuming these men content, like their type of content, these, whatever you want to call them, men's rights activists and are these pickup artists, whatever. I don't know what they are, but whatever, you know, bros, right. Red pillars. I really did think, oh my God, these men just can't get women and they're looking for an excuse and they're trying to come up with, you know, why they're lonely. And this is what they've come up with because they can't address that maybe there's their own issues are causing them to be lonely. But at this point, there's so much out there, whether it be research, studies, books, actual women talking about their experiences online. I mean, there is so much to pull from for them to understand that their perspective is wrong and harmful. And that if they really want a healthy relationship with women, they need to change their approach. There's so much proof that these men that they follow, like, don't even get with women. Like, you could go and you can see, like, there are so many, you could obviously see that these men are lying. They're lying about their stats, how many women they've been with. Like, just based off of common sense, we know that they're not being truthful. And yet these men would rather pay, you know, a grand or more to these random dudes on the internet that can teach them how to trick and manipulate and con women into being with them rather than doing any reflection. And at that point, I think it is willful and it is purposeful, and they would rather trick a woman than actually care about a woman, because I think we are to the point that a lot of men hate women and they want to be in a relationship with women where they get the most out of them while doing the most harm to them. That's my opinion. I used to really think if they just understood, but it's like, they don't want to. We can break down any of these arguments in 5 minutes why it's crazy what they're saying, but they choose not to because they like it. They like the idea of tricking women to get with them.
Yeah. I mean, and it's so, you're right though. It's so prevalent that it's gotta be, and it's not just like, it would be one thing if it was just like 20-year-old dudes that are saying it. It's like, yeah, young dudes are dumb, right? We say stupid things, right?
Sure.
But it's also, and I think part of this way that these guys view all women is tied to something we've talked about a bunch of times, in the fact that they, and this is, I'm going to finish the whole thought so it doesn't sound like I'm demeaning any women at all. But they continually go after these like 18 to 21 year olds or 18 to 20, 22, you know, these younger women. And so like all women are the same. There are certain traits that are more common among younger men and women, right? There are certain aspects. My expectations were probably way higher when I was 18, thinking that everything I wanted was always going to come true, right? Life hasn't gotten in the way, and that's not to say that when you get older, you quote unquote lower your standards, right? But I think it's a matter of just understanding the world a little bit better, and understanding that there are other things about a partner you can love other than them just being 6 feet tall, right? There are other things to love about a partner other than them being X, Y, and Z, right? There are things that you can actually enjoy about a partner, but they continually will only go after the youngest women, right? And then be like, oh, well, why don't they like me? They only want men who look like X, Y, and Z. It's like, yeah, because you're not actually looking at 99% of the women that are out there that are also looking for relationships, because you've decided that they don't fit your strict critique or strict range of women, because of the fact that, you know, they also will call you out on your bullshit, right? The women that actually will like you, right, that theoretically might actually want to be with you and don't have these standards that you can now get angrily rant about online, will also expect for you to care for them. We'll also expect for you to actually say, I love you back. If you love them back, we'll also expect for you to be there for them and to open up emotionally for them. And that is the thing that they don't want to hear, though, because that actually requires work that's other than going to the gym.
Well, and the other thing is, half the time they don't even go to the gym. You know, my whole thing is like, people do have preferences, but like, I think you should match each other. And like, in the sense of, you know, if you want something from your partner, then you should probably give to them in a similar way. Or if you don't want something from your partner, if you would never want to be treated that way, you should not be treating your partner that way. So this idea of like, if you love them, don't tell them, manipulate them, they need to be 18 and the perfect physique and whatever else, it's like, are you though? No, you're not 18.
No.
Like, you're, which we don't even have to get, we've already debated age gaps, we've already know where we stand on that, but it's like crazy unreal expectations. And then if you get with someone based on these surface things, then you get pissed off when the emotions don't match or you're not truly compatible. It's like, well, no shit, dude. What did you think? Like, going into it. And then you have this guy who takes it the next level, which is somehow you do find somebody who actually loves you. You're in a relationship with someone you love and you love them back. And the advice is, don't tell them. You're weak if you tell them you love them, manipulate them further, make them question themselves. And it's like, what are we doing here? This is the worst setup. This, like, absolutely, if you follow this advice, you will have shit luck. Or it's not even luck. You will get shitty consequences for shitty behavior. And then what these men do is they say, see, women are bad. It's like, no, you manipulated her and you misled her and you strung her along. And she left you probably because you weren't giving her a good response and she didn't know where she stood, and then you say, oh, see, women are shit.
And that's when you get dates like the one we talked about 2 weeks ago, right? Of the guy in the car telling her
Yes.
about how all of the manipulation techniques and seeing it failing, right? That's what you're having to deal with. And then the explanation is, I need to do more bad stuff. I wasn't mean enough.
And you mean
I
her.
didn't gaslight enough. I needed to do double
Yeah.
gaslighting.
Well, that is what the takeaway is. It's always double down, triple down on being mean. I remember when I was in I would have been high school, maybe just out of high school, and there was a guy that was like older than me, obviously, and his friend was dating my friend, so he was trying to date me. This man was not my cup of tea. He was huge height-wise. He was very tall, and I, no offense, I'm intimidated by tall men. Not I've very I've
This is why we do our podcast online.
I know I so I can't see your height. No, I dated short kings most of the time. But anywho, but he just thought he was very cool. He was a player type of guy, which is not my cup of tea. But at that age, what do? You couple off, right? But I remember one time, I don't know. I was very thankful he told me, but I to this day don't know what he was thinking because he was still pursuing me. And somehow we got on the topic of like dating and like how you do dating. And he's like, oh, well, I always have a plan when I'm dating people. I'm like, what does that mean? And he went beat for beat listing how he responds to women, what he says to them, what nicknames he uses, what questions he asks, how he gives them shit, but not too much shit, but enough that they get a little self-conscious. And he was so proud of this. Not to mention, Chesco, he had used several of those tactics on
On
me.
you.
Yes! Unsuccessfully. But he was still trying to date me. Like he listed out basically like a serial killer's list of
The
how
Dennis
he.
system. Do you watch It's Always Sunny in
Yes!
Philadelphia?
It was the Dennis system. But literally before that was pre-Dennis system, the Dennis system. For our friends who are listening, hold on, we have to tell them what it is because some people don't. So Dennis Reynolds is from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's a super creep. And he creates the Dennis system to get women. He starts D, demonstrate value, E, engage physically, N, nurturing dependence, N, neglect emotionally, I, inspire hope, S, separate entirely. And I think on the one they use in the show, she like hates him and he's like, she's in love with me. But no, I mean, it was literally like that. Like he's like, I always use this line. And I was very thankful because I had never seen the back end, of this type of behavior. I'm sure that'd been done to me many times, but I just saw how little it had to do with me, how little our converse, like the inauthenticity of our conversations, how little anything I said really mattered. It was like an input system, like wait until she talks about this topic, then we say this A, B, and C. And yeah, he genuinely thought I would date him after that. And I was like, you've just shown me that you have a you always, not even like
Literally the
sometimes,
playbook,
the playbook,
the
yes,
legendary playbook.
is to manipulate women and that you use the same tactics. And to the point of all this, a lot of what he did was to shake a woman's confidence. And like I think there's some truth to that in the sense of so many men, in my experience, are so desperate to get with you that they will just flood you with compliments. They will have terrible game and just like literally say whatever they can to get with you. And you can feel that from people. You can tell when someone's doing that to you. So sometimes when somebody has a sense of humor and pushes back with you, it's interesting. It's different. It showcases personality other than whatever you say. I just want to sleep with you, right? And so I think there is some truth to like if guys can riff, I think women do like a guy with a sense of humor. But that's not what these men are usually talking about. They're talking
No, but the
about.
guy that we talked about said that girls don't like funny guys.
So a system of manipulation to break a woman down in order to date them. That's what they're talking about. And the fact that men don't see that and go, well, again, this not to be a downer, I always am, but this just shows me how little they see women as equals or people, is that they don't see that as that's disgusting. That's so cruel. Why would you do that to another person?
And they can't see the disconnect, but they all these are also the same guys will say, like, my role is protector, my role is to help women, my that is my job as a man, as my and is to be the strong protector of women. And then they see blatant harm of women, and they're like, well, but that benefits me.
Do you know what I heard that like made me it I like stopped in my tracks. I was on my phone. I was like, oh, I'm gonna butcher it. But they said when men speak about being protectors of women, they're talking about women as a resource. And I was like, oh my God. Because the second it comes to their personhood, their feelings, their emotional state, their physical safety, and interpersonal relationships, then they're usually like, oh well, what are the, they're not being the protector then. When their buddy is talking shit on women, they're not being the protector then. But when it comes to women as a resource, like I am the protector and they make the babies or they're going to be the mother, like then they want to be the provider. But just as a person, they don't care. They only care to protect their resource that they have.
Yeah, their resource, right? So yeah, that's the well, a good example of this. It pissed me off, not to get too serious at this. I was, I'm sure you've seen this video, infuriated about the woman that was
I
at
knew the town hall.
the town hall and those guys. Where the fuck were these protector guys that were stopping these guys from literally randomly go, and they didn't identify themselves. They didn't say who the hell they were. Like in that moment, where the fuck was somebody to stand up and also like stop these guys from grabbing her and physically removing her from that room that she had a right to be in?
So for the people who don't know, there was a town hall. I've seen a report of this, but I'm not positive. But supposedly the woman that got dragged and the sheriff had beef before. They had interacted before. And they were at the town hall. Now, according to the women that one of which got dragged out of the town hall, the questions that were asked of the representatives were like decided beforehand and filtered. So they felt like they weren't able to ask their questions. So what they chose to do was to, shout things out and make themselves heard because they weren't given that opportunity. And then the sheriff comes up and filming it, tries to get them to leave. And then two men, all in black with no identification, who refuse to identify themselves, which is against some rule or ordinance or something.
Oh, she has a lawsuit. Like
Oh, for
there's gonna be a
sure.
lawsuit, yeah.
And literally, she's like, who are you? Who are you? And they refused to say, and they dragged her out, carrying her by her hands and feet. And there was a whole bunch of protector men there and women. Like the women are, just as bad. But all those men, it was a group of Republican men, supposedly, or a lot of Republican men. Just watched, and some were smiling, some were laughing as
Oh, they
this woman's,
supported it.
getting dragged out. But again, it's because that's not their woman. They don't like that woman.
That's one of the bad women.
She's not a good resource. She would not be one of their resources, right? Because they wouldn't use her.
That I was so infuriated that nobody stood up to these and it was like I said, it was not like one of those things where it was like a police officer that came in
No.
and there was something that was, and even sit in that situation, but like there was no reason why somebody shouldn't have been like, hey, who the fuck are you? Like, get your hands off of her until you
Right.
show us a badge or some other something that shows you have the right to do what you were doing right now. Step up and pretend to be the fucking protector that you claim to be. Right, but no, you're right. It's because she was somebody they disagreed with, somebody they deemed as not worthy, that all of a sudden there is a reason why they stayed silent and if anything cheered on going what was going
They
on.
were volunteer security. There was a security company that vo some volunteers came to help with security. So they weren't even being paid to be there, and they did not identify themselves when asked repeatedly. So just from her perspective, just to understand, like you're speaking your mind, you're at a town hall, and two men start grabbing you physically and pulling you and dragging you, and you are screaming at them to tell you who they are. You don't know who they are. They're not cops. They are not cops. And they're not in a uniform. They're just wearing black, and they're putting their hands and getting violent with you and dragging you out as you're screaming. Like, that is terrifying. Like, you don't know who they are, where they're taking you. Do they have authority to take you? Especially right now when there's so much talk about like secret militias and like this weird shit that's going on. Like, who knows where they were literally carrying her out. Who knows where they could have taken her? She did end up having to go to the hospital. Yeah. And she had bruises. I know that.
Well, and the fact that the actual sheriff is there watching it happen.
Filming it. Yes.
Like that this is not like this is so she doesn't even like if these whoever these men are, wherever they're taking her. Right. That and if regardless of now we know in hindsight that they were security, that still doesn't give them the right to do that.
But well, they like, weren't that, even like they were. It's like they're not higher, even. So, yeah.
Like there are protocols that go into certain things. She was not like physically harming anybody. She was not even being like overtly loud. She was just she shouted out something, which people do all the freaking time in these types of meetings. You cannot tell me that she was the only one that shouted anything during this
I've been watching so many videos of that, of people screaming. And
it was just she says and they didn't like though. And so instead, and it's the silencing of opposition and showing, and it's using her as an example for any other women that might dare to be to exercise their right to speak out against something or get out of line, quote unquote, in that situation.
I mean, it's always shocking to me when people don't react to physical violence. Like, I mean, there was one woman in particular. She was like had gray, long gray hair. She looked like an uppity grandma or something, but. She just is like almost smiling as this woman's being dragged out. And I'm like, this is how it happens. And this is the basis of fascism. Like, this is literally the basis of it. It is when you convince like the general public, you other some group, which in this case, othering the other political party, othering people who are immigrants, othering people of color, the LGBTQIA plus community, you other them so hard that you no longer care about them. You no longer care about their safety and well-being because they aren't a part of your group. And they get you to lack empathy at all for them. And then they convince you that they are your problem. So because they were convinced, you know, that liberal women are the worst or whatever they think, they allowed a woman to be dragged out of there for speaking. Violently dragged out of there as she's screaming and begging for information as to who is physically abducting her. That's what she's asking. Who is physically abducting me? Because I know it's not a police officer. Horrifying.
And no, but like, it's like, I don't know. The more I watched it, the more angry I got. And what's scary is it's the stuff like, I don't remember what state that was. It was definitely a red state. Or more conservative area. I think it was Iowa.
Iowa or Ohio, something. Ohio. I don't know.
It was very clearly that room she was in was a very conservative room.
Oh, it was. Yes, it was predominantly.
And so, like the
Idaho.
Idaho. Okay.
Sorry, that was going to bother me.
Yeah, but you obviously you're already in a situation where you know you are the minority voice. You know that you don't have the power in this situation, and you're just trying to be heard. And obviously, you're frustrated. Because you're in Idaho and this person is doing all of these horrific things and nobody's listening to you. No matter if you call, you email, you're not getting responses. Right. There, one of my followers, I posted a petition recently and there's a thing where you can put your, you got Miss, Mr. Mix, et cetera. And they put Mix for themselves, MX, and they send it and they got an automatic response from their congressperson saying, our congressperson doesn't read, or doesn't listen to communication from people identifying as mix. It was very specifically said that to
That's
them.
Horrifying.
And so like this sort of stuff is happening where, it's already bad enough when you feel that, you know, you feel the tension of that, but then you go to this and you see it happening. Right. And it's, how do you, I don't know. It's horrifying. Like you have to have a line. As even if it's someone that disagrees with you, you have to have a line.
Well, and this woman, she's a doctor, actually. Dr. Boren Paul, is that how you pronounce it? She was literally, they tried to get her on battery because she bit one of them where they were dragging her out and not saying that they were, like, if somebody was abducting me,
you're supposed to do whatever the hell you can to stop them.
They tried to do that. I think they dropped that charge. But the I know that the security firm that did that, that the volunteers were from. So basically the security firm's like, oh, we'll send a couple people over. So they're just volunteer, random people, right? I know that the security firm lost their license.
As they should.
They were, it's Lear Asset Management.
Can you, the audacity to sue somebody who, you know, I was grabbing her and carrying her without identifying myself, and she bit me.
Yeah, how did, I know, she bit me, that's crazy.
Do you have some decorum for when you're being abducted by men in black that you don't, that didn't identify themselves? Have we lost all sense of decorum in this country?
How dare you, when we were manhandling you and carrying you out like a dead body, biting? You were screaming. You biting? Savage. What a savage. Do you have no manners at all as we throw you around like a potato sack? Holy hell.
And that follow, there's in, I've seen that, not, this is going to get real dark real quick, but somebody said, God, in talking about assault, that it's not assault if you say yes. There was somebody that responded to a comment that said something like that the other day. And it's, but it, and that's their mentality. It's like, well, if you had just gone along with it, they wouldn't have hurt you. Yeah. If you would just let, if you just let them have their way, then it's not, then you can't, then you wouldn't have had trauma. You could have just said yes and been over with it. But now, now both of our lives are ruined.
They want your reaction to their action to be the problem. Always. Any position, any powerful group, it's always going to be the reaction. It's the same thing as when, you know, we had like Black Lives Matter protests a lot where I live. And the problem was, well, you shouldn't be so mad about it. You shouldn't be destructive, which a lot of the destruction was actually from people from other parties starting shit. But regardless, it's like, I wonder if the blatant racism and the black and brown bodies and the murder, you think that might be the bigger problem? But no, they always focus on the reaction to their action because they don't want to take accountability. Like, it's so... There never is a right answer, though. Like, it's this, I just saw, there's a annoying guy, Pryush. There's an Australian guy who has a charity and a podcast. I think it's called the Better Bloke Podcast, actually, which I'm like, oh, that missed the mark there. But he had a video where he's like, you know what women need to do? They need to shut the fuck up and let men speak. And everyone's like, I'm sorry. What'd you say? But the, but my first thing was like, yeah, because that works so well for women. When men had all the power and women can do anything about it, how did they treat women? And the same thing to be said for people of color. When people of color tried, well, they were forced to be peaceful. They were literally controlled in every sense of the word and abused. Like, they were still abused. They were actually abused worse. You know what I'm saying? It's
if,
like,
if you just lick my boot, I won't have to kick you with it.
Exactly. If you just don't make a noise, you won't disrupt. And the whole idea is like, no, actually the more power you have, the worse it gets. That's the whole the whole thing with power. They trick you into thinking, well, if we just do this, if we just take this group's power, if we just, you know, get rid of the gays, if we just, whatever it is, like, if we just get rid of people of color and immigrants, this country's going to be great. It's like, no, because that's not how oppression works. You have to have somebody that you're stomping on. And so if it's not those people, none of your problems are solved. And guess what? You're the one that's going to be stomped on now.
It's always insane. Searching. It's searching for the next scapegoat that you can feel that anger for, instead of actually the people that are doing the stomping. When it should be, everybody should be on it. Like, the majority of us should all be on the same side on all of these things. But it's always about, no, it's the easy answer. It's the one that I don't have to think too much about. I don't need nuance. I need an easy person to be angry at that instead of actually trying to do the work too. And that's the same advice that goes to what we started off talking about with relationships, right? I need an easy answer to why I can't find a relationship partner, as opposed to actually doing the work and figuring out that, oh, this is a systemic issue with it that has turned me into a fucking monster, and is not understanding why women don't want to date the monster. And they say, hey, I don't like these things that you do. And the answer is not to change those things, because women don't know what they actually want. What they really want is what this other guy is telling you, because he's strong and masculine and he scares me. And that must mean he's the one that I should be listening to, as opposed to anyone that's actually in a happy relationship with someone who loves them.
It's like I can be the worst thing in the world, but at least I'm better than them. And that's what they thrive on. I'm insecure. I'm not the best man, but I'm a better man than this group that we've chosen to hate. Or at least I'm a man. I'm better than women. And all of it is to excuse inadequacy. And the crazy thing is, it's always by the people in power. It's men in the church who are saying, oh, look out for trans people. They're really coming for your kids. When do every day do you get a news article about a trans person attacking a child? Or do you get about a pastor or a priest? Or does the Catholic Church literally have like millions of dollars in a separate fund just for the cases of abuse because they know they're happening?
What's and the argument is always, well, what's to stop men from pretending to be women? So your problem, once again, is cisgender men and not trans people. But for some reason, you're so scared of cis men, and you won't say, speak up against the actions of cisgender men, so that you be angry at trans people for the possible actions of cisgender men. There's only emotion. You talk about this guy talking about no logical appeals. That is a fully emotional response to a situation, because if you look at it, there is no logic to that. There was no basis for it. There is no statistical basis for it. There's no precedent basis for it. It's all just emotion. It's different, and it's easy, because it's much easier to pick on and yell at the people that don't have the power than it is to actually make an actual change in our fucking society.
I just got a text that my daughter is vomiting at school.
All right.
So I have to go and get her now.
Well, I hope she's okay.
Okay. Yeah,
And
sorry.
goodbye, everybody. We will see you next week. Love you.
Love you, everyone. Bye.